Thank you so much for staying online. Is this Stephanie?
Yes.
Hi there. How are you?
I am good. How are you?
I'm doing great. Thank you so much for asking. I'm glad that we finally got to talk. I've been trying to schedule a call with Eric or you, but I believe we were just not on the same page. Okay. Anyhow, Stephanie, I actually received your concern from your project manager, and I wanted to have a detailed discussion about it. So can you give me, like, a brief overview in regards to what's going on?
Yeah. So basically, when the Wikipedia contract came in, we wanted to develop the Wikipedia page for Dr. Zedu, which is my father, and I also work for the company in the family business. I took a look at the write-up that they did, and the write-up was basically just a copy of, like, the website. I didn't mm-hmm. think that there were much pictures in it. There wasn't, like, a lot of stuff in it. And your agent actually just kept calling me and texting me to, like, you know, get more information or to make that, you know, to make all of the edits to the Wikipedia page. Now, he also had other things that he said that they could upsell, which is fine. But in my opinion, if writing and, you know, making that actual Wikipedia page for us for what we paid for it,
mm-hmm.
I didn't think that I need to write over his article, you know.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So I definitely was interested in, like, some of the external links and other products that they were selling from the digital side. But mm-hmm. I think he had gotten, like, and my dad had gotten a special or something, and he paid about $500 to, like, get mm-hmm. his profile going. Mm-hmm. And I felt as though it was literally just a copy from the website. Now, if they gave us, like, a form to fill out, maybe asking some questions about him, maybe something that may have more of a format that they could have used, and even use an AI tool to write out some more, that would have been fine. But at that point, I just, you know, I was like, why? I could start a Wikipedia page on my own. That's not something that we need to really even pay for. Mm-hmm. And now they're asking me to rewrite the article that they just copied and pasted from the website. So for mm-hmm. me, I just kind of didn't think of the company as any value added. And mm-hmm. Where I was at now was I was like, if I have to write this over and make this good, then I'm just going to do it myself and just get a refund, because
mm-hmm.
setting up the Wikipedia page is one thing, which is not really that difficult to do, but mm-hmm. asking me to rewrite the entire article, I mean, they never even asked for, like, photos or pictures or family history or anything like that that they could have used when writing it. So that's kind of where I was in terms of that.
Okay, thank you so much for providing a brief insight on the situation, Stephanie, and I completely understand where you're coming from, and this is completely unfair for us to ask you to rewrite the article. Now, by article, you're referring to the actual Wikipedia draft, correct?
Yes, the first draft. They mm-hmm. wanted me to, like, go ahead and edit it,
mm-hmm.
and editing it just basically means rewriting, because it's mm-hmm. not like I had to spell check or grammar check anything.
Mm-hmm.
It's just that they didn't give any kind of form, maybe to fill out, maybe mm-hmm. even interviewed him, asked him relevant questions
mm-hmm.
That are going to, you know, warrant that. So I'm like, okay,
mm-hmm.
why am I paying somebody to do something? Like, it almost came as though they're getting paid for me to do the work.
Mm-hmm.
That doesn't make any sense, you know?
Exactly. That doesn't make any sense at all. And who was this person who asked you to actually work on these articles? Can you give me a name?
He was just the account manager that was there. You know, I don't want to get him in trouble or anything. I mean, he did
mm-hmm.
try his best, but it just seemed as though they didn't put any work into the actual service.
Mm-hmm,
like, he
mm-hmm.
seemed like he was just trying to sell, which
mm-hmm.
he did.
Mm-hmm.
And but he just kept asking, can I get the edits? Can I get the things that you want to change? I want to make this thing public. I want to go live. I'm like, "Well, what do you mean edit? So you just copied and pasted it from the website." Mm-hmm. So, you know.
I understand. And there has been some sort of a communication gap as well, from what I can understand and see. See, usually what happens is that we send a draft, an initial draft. Of course, it's a rough draft. It's not going to have all the accurate information. However, what we do is that we go over the phone call with the customer, record the entire section. Sometimes the Wikipedia administrator comes over the phone themselves and ask if there are any changes, because see, Wikipedia consists of facts only, right? So we cannot, it's not creative writing or something. It's precise, it's to the point, and it cannot be anything other than informative. Yeah, you get what I'm saying. So that is practically...
I totally get what you're saying, but it's not even about creative. They copied mm-hmm. and pasted what was on our website in his mm-hmm. bio. Mm-hmm. So they didn't write anything. If you look at our bio on our website, they literally just copied and pasted stuff. They didn't have any kind of, like, form that you can fill out, date of birth, those kind of stuff. So
no brief form was sent to you.
Pardon?
I'm asking, there was no brief form or questionnaire sent to you prior to the draft. Is that correct?
Exactly. No interview, no form, no nothing. Just, all right, let's go. And the thing about it is that my father is a very busy person. So he just said, okay, and then passed it on to me. And then I'm like, okay, sure, this is good. But, you know, I'm not, why am I doing the work for something that was paid for?
Absolutely not. Yes, that makes sense. And you're absolutely correct in your situation. Stephanie, here is what I propose at this point of time after listening to everything from your end. I'm not going to beat around the bush. I'm going to be very upfront and transparent with you so that we can get past this or come to a mutual agreement, okay? So, what I'm planning to do at this point of time is that, first of all, I'm going to change a project manager, because there is no point having a project manager who's not providing you clear instructions or not assisting you in terms of what their job is actually supposed to be. So that's the first thing that I'm going to do. The second thing that I'm going to do is that I'm going to pull up your draft. We'll schedule a call. We're going to have a detailed session about the edits that you need on your page. And I'm going to take one last chance on your project. If it doesn't work after the interview session, and if it doesn't make sense to you, you're still not too sure, then we'll initiate your refund, all right? Is that a fair call?
Okay.
All right, so...
It's a little fair. I mean, it does mean that I'll have to put some more time into it, but...
just one last time, and it's not going to be a long session.
Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So what time can you be available this week again?
To probably maybe around Friday evening, probably like around 2 o'clock.
Okay. And what time zone are you in, Stephanie?
I am currently in
Eastern.
Eastern time.
Eastern. All right. So 2 o'clock Eastern is going to be 11 o'clock my time. That works for me, Stephanie. I'm marking you on my calendar, and I will be sending you a Zoom invitation link so we can share the drafts and work on it together. One last thing that I need from your end, if you can take down my email address, or either I can have your email address so I can share that with you, whatever suits you.
Sure. It's Stephanie@amgnorthcarolina.com.
Just give me a quick moment, Stephanie. I am still trying to open up my sticky notes here. Apologies. All right. Okay, so it's Stephanie, and that'll be Stephanie.
Yeah.
What's after that?
at amgnorthcarolina.com.
A as in Alpha, M as in Mary, G as in Golf, NorthCarolina.com,
yes.
Correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Thank you so much for your email address, and thank you so much for your time once again. I'm going to call you at 2 o'clock Eastern Time on Friday, and we will figure this out together, okay?
Okay, perfect.
All right,
alrighty,
perfect.
Thank you.
Take care.
All
have
right.
a nice day.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.